settling in to a comfortable, stable, upright posture for the meditation. The Buddha said, "Mindfulness, O disciples, practitioners, I declare, is essential in all things, everywhere. It is as salt is to the curry." So we begin with the simple instruction to develop or sustain present moment awareness. So without feeling the need to focus in on a particular thing or the need to stop thinking, see if you can discern the particular mental muscle, mental effort required to sustain present moment awareness. This effort of not forgetting that this is how it is now. With the eyes open or gently closed, see what feels right. And the important lesson in this first stage of practice is to become clearer and clearer about the active quality of mindfulness. Mindfulness is remembering to know, or remembering to recognize the present moment as the way that it is now. So there's an activity or an activeness. Be willing to begin again. And to develop a keen sense of when the mind slides into forgetfulness and what that feels like, the telltale signs of that. And when there is a continuity of present moment awareness, then what's the taste or the telltale signs of that not forgetting, that continuity of mindfulness? pure and simple mindfulness has no agenda except to know, to remember, to know it's like this. The mind and body, the present moment, it's like this. And getting a real sense of the effort of continuity, not just a moment of mindfulness here and then later, but an unbroken stream of knowing. And no need to have an agenda about what's being known. Sometimes knowing the body or the five physical senses, and sometimes knowing the mind, the content, the mood. A very particular effort to remember. Doesn't require mental or physical tension. So remind the body and mind to relax. And feel free to begin to explore the second stage whenever you feel ready. The second stage is the sustained silent present moment awareness. So we're noticing when thinking falls away and being aware of the present moment and aware of the silence, the absence of thought, for as long as that lasts. And then when thinking begins again, it's just the continuity of present moment awareness, knowing that there's thinking. Being particularly interested in the silent, sustained, present moment awareness. Of course, no need to judge. Be willing to begin again. And the effort is more about recognizing the simple, silent, sustained present moment awareness. Not trying to make it happen as much as recognizing it, appreciating it. Recognizing silent awareness of the present moment. Careful not to slide into any trance state. There's something very active and bright. The mind is knowing the present moment or reflecting the present moment. Comprehending how it is. And of course, it's appropriate to be interested in what gets in the way of this sustained present moment attention and sustained silent present moment attention. Not in order to get angry or to struggle, but just to understand how it is that it arises and how it is that this continuity of mindfulness gets broken. And in a light way, explore if it's possible to sustain mindfulness or silent mindful awareness. And feel free to shift to the next stage where you're cultivating silent present moment awareness of the breath or whatever anchor you'd like to use. But the mind isn't gripping the anchor. It's just remembering to know. Remembering this active part of mindfulness, the mind is knowing the breath or knowing the present moment. And the knowing, of course, is moment by moment. again for the last several minutes, contemplating the continuity of mindfulness and the particular kind of effort that's required to sustain present moment awareness with the breath or whatever particular object you're working with. Noticing the factor of investigation in the mind, that quality of the mind that's interested in seeing clearly or interested in understanding what's being seen. And in particular, interested in stress and the end of stress, what leads to stress, what leads to release. And noticing the quality of effort or persistence, how the mind has this capacity to keep redirecting itself back to the task of sustained present moment awareness. All the tiny little movements of mind that keep directing the attention back to the present moment. And perhaps noticing some rapture the mind alive with brightness, with energy, shining bright, however subtle. See if you can notice the mind that is shiny, energized. In tranquility, a calm of the body and mind. And then a more refined stillness or concentration. And the resulting shift in view toward equanimity, letting things be. Of course, these are the seven factors of awakening. just different ways of recognizing and appreciating a balanced mind. Take a few seconds and stretch out if you'd like. Jenny, would you turn this set of lights on a little brighter for me? And next one over. Yeah, thanks. That's good.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.